Shalom Aborim, and we begin Be'ezot Hashem Yisroach, part 12 on our series on Bitochen. We are learning the third perek in Be'ezot Hashem Yisroach. Tonight we will finish the third perek in the Chelet Avodot. The Chelet Avodot is talking about the fundamental topic of Ishtadlus. How does that fit in vis-a-vis our Chiyuv of Bitochen, and this is going to be a subject that he will continue to talk about in the next parak. So, in very brief summary, what he's told us so far is that it's critical to realize that a person does have to do his shtadlus. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, in which our parnasa does not just rain down on us min ha-shamayim without any effort or input. We do have to do his shtadlus. Why we have to do his shtadlus? He's already explained to us because one of two reasons. Number one, in order that it should be a test, forever be a test, does a person go about earning his parnasa in a halachically permissible way? Number two, if parnasa came our way too easily, then there's a chashash that when life is too good, you turn your back. Chas v'shalom. On the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a person is boyei b'toiv, and in order for that not to happen, a person does his ishtadlus. What we discussed last week, Ba'arichus, is the Chevetz Avodah taught us that in theory, and not only in theory, sometimes in practice, hopefully very often in practice, a tzaddik, therefore, need not do Hishtadlus. He doesn't need to do Hishtadlus because the reasons we just explained for having to do Hishtadlus of Parnasa don't apply by a tzaddik. Which therefore begs the obvious question, so why indeed do we see tzaddikim having to work very hard and not have an easy life? And that was the subject we discussed Barichos last week, the very deep, profound subject of Tzadik Baraloi, Rosh HaVetoigloi. And in a nutshell, the Chovetz Avodah said this is the oldest question asked by the Nevi'im, and even though they didn't necessarily offer answers, the Chovetz Avodah gave us a string of answers, almost a dozen different Mahalchim, to explain why might HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to have a Rosha who is Toigloi and a Tzadik Veraloi. That we discussed last week, but now we come back to our central subject, and that is of Hishtadlus. So, the Chovetz Avodah, as I mentioned, we're coming now to the end of Perek Gimel, and the Chovetz Avodah says that now that we have established that indeed we live in a world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dictated that we must do Hishtadlus, the question now obviously becomes, how do I know what is the correct area of Hishtadlus for me? I have to earn Parnasa. I cannot expect food or money just to rain down upon me from heaven, or as we were always taught when we were children, money does not grow on trees. So I have to go out and do a Hishtadlus. So the big question is, how do I know which Hishtadlus it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do? Should I become an astronaut? Should I become a doctor? Should I open a flower shop? How am I supposed to know what particular area of Hishtadlus is the one in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be involved with? So the Chovetz Avodah, as always, lays down the rules very, very, very clearly. And he says, you will of course notice that there are different types of Hishtadlus. There are those, as he writes it, that involve less physical work. A person can be running a store. A person can be doing embroidery, is the example he gives. A person can be a writer, a scribe, a businessman. And these types of ishtadlus do not necessarily entail hard physical work. As opposed to somebody whose profession is to be a farmer, somebody whose profession is to assist in deliveries, moving apartments, carrying heavy loads, that might well entail heavy work or a lot of traveling. So how do I know what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do? So here, the Chovetz Avodah introduces a very, very important yesod, very clearly like laid down guidelines exactly as to it, how it is that I know what the correct ishtablet is for me. And he says, somebody who knows that he is physically strong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has clearly given him koichos to be involved in heavy work, then indeed that must be the area of his status that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, that he should be involved in. Somebody, on the other hand, who is naturally not a strong person in the physical sense, but he is blessed more, if not with physical strength, but with intellectual strength, then it must be that he has to explore that type of hishtadlus. And he said, look at the animal kingdom as a moshel. Every single animal hunts its prey or gets its food in different ways. And it is, of course, no coincidence that the animal that hunts down its prey in a particular way is exactly in fitting with the physical makeup of this particular animal, or bird, or fish. Whether its claws, or its jaws, or its strength, that dictates the manner in which that particular animal has to do its ishtadlus. And so too with us as well. So he says, a person will stop and think to himself, I'm built in a particular way, that I'm physically able to do some jobs and not others, number one. And number two, this is now the second and final factor, a person also has to stop and think, what it is that I enjoy doing in life. Very often, of course, those two will be related. In most cases, a person will not enjoy doing something that he's not good at and not physically built for. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. But either way, these are the two guidelines. And I'd like to read you a line in the Chedas Avodas, because this is really the summary. And I must tell you, over the years, a lot of people have asked me on various occasions that I've had this job offer, I've had that job offer, should I do this, should I do that? And I always tell them, I'm not a business advisor, so I can't help you. But what I can show you is this line in the Chedas Avodas. And this has to be our guiding directive. I'm not giving business advice, but the Chedas Avodas gives us ishtadlus and bitachon advice. And he says the following. Umi shemoitse b'midoiso. If somebody discovers that his character is the tivoi in his natural ability, he has koisef. Koisef means an inclination, a cheshek, a desire to do a particular malacha. Number one. Number two, v'yeh gufoy ro'ulo. He not only has a desire to be involved with this type of work, but his guf is ro'ul, he's physically up for the job, and he's able to do this type of work. Yechazer oleho. That's the type of his shadr that he has to seek out. And he says, therefore, and this is a fundamental hashkofa, Rabbi Yisrael, that if a person makes this cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he says, I have a cheshek for a particular type of hishtadlus, number one, and number two, I'm physically built for it, physically, emotionally, I have the koichos to actually carry it out. If somebody has a tremendous cheshek to be a brain surgeon, but he has no ability because every time he sees dam, blood, he's repulsed and he faints, then clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a message that that's not your area of hishtadlus. If somebody does not faint at the sight of blood, but he has very shaky hands, so he's unable to be a surgeon. If a person neither faints at the sight of blood, nor does he have shaky hands. He has very, very delicate hands. So he has no desire whatsoever to be a brain surgeon. So then it's true. He has the physical and emotional koyches to carry out this ishtabas, but he doesn't have a cheshek. You have to tick both boxes in order to be convinced that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And this is a phenomenal line in the Chodesh Avodah, and as I mentioned, this is not business advice. This is Avodah Hashem advice. A person has to ask himself, at every stage, at every age, is my ishtavus, am I being involved with something that I both enjoy, number one, and number two, have the ability to do? Because if I'm not able to answer in the affirmative on both of those questions, am I physically and emotionally built for this? Number two, am I enjoying this? Do I have a cheshek for this? Then I have to have a rethink. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do something else after all. And the Chodesh Avodah adds now a critical line. And he says, imagine a person would make this cheshbon ha-nefesh, and on which basis he decides to explore a particular type of hishtadlus. He's come to the conclusion that what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do is job A or job 2 or C or whatever it may be. And he has a difficult day in the office. Or maybe even a difficult few days in the office. But if we believe with our Kriyach of Bitochen that this is the area of Ishtaglus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be involved in, and the proof is because he's given me both the koyches to do so, and also the cheshek to do so, then it would be wrong hashkafically to give up and to switch jobs based on the fact that I had a few days in the office that didn't go well. He stresses that, by the way, a few days. If it's, of course, a lengthy tkufa, where this is simply not going well, and I've totally now lost my cheshek for the job, fine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you a new message now. If you no longer have a cheshek, I may well indeed still be physically built for it, but I see it's not going, I've lost my desire. So then clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want you to change your area of Ishtar. And this is, like I said, our guiding directive about how to be involved in the right type of ishtadlus, but I think it's a broader nakuda as well. I remember as a young child, lived in London, and I went to Gateshead for a Shabbos. Gateshead, the Mokum Torah, yeshiva. We went to school children. They took us on a trip to Gateshead for Shabbos. And there were various Talmidei Chachomim in Gateshead who gave us shiurim. And I remember one of the Talmidei Chachomim gave a shiur about this notion that every person has their tafkid, and a person has to mekayim his tafkid, and a person has to know that everybody's tafkid is different, etc., etc. And I remember approaching this particular Talmid Chacham at the end of the shiur, and I said to him, can I just ask you one question, please, on the shiur? And my question is, but how do I know what my tafkid is? That's what I asked this Talmud Chacham. Every person's tafkid is unique, and everybody's tafkid is different, and I have to make my tafkid, and I have to understand, and that's why I'm here, etc., etc., etc. So I said to him as a young boy, but how do I know what my tafkid is? And I don't remember how he answered me, or if he answered me. I think it was something to the effect of, when you're older, you'll understand. So, I am a little bit older now, and I hope I understand a little bit better. And that is, I know what my tafkid is by opening my eyes and looking at the koyches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me and the environment that I find myself in. And I'll give you a classic example. I once saw this in the name of, I think it was Rabbi Yeruchel, a phenomenal pshat in a pasuk in Parshas Bahalitzchot. This is a life-changing verse. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very hard to bear the nation, to be the leader of this nation, And then he said, "Va'ata oimer elai," and you have said to me, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Kashe yisa ha'oimein et ha'yemek." I have to bear this nation like a nurse carries a young child. It's very difficult. And I once saw the name of Rabbi Yerucham, and he asked, what does this mean when he said, "Va'ata oimer elai," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me? We do not find in all of the Torah anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You must carry Klal Yisrael like a nurse carries a child." So what does it mean you said to me? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this to me? Is there some hidden pasuk that we're not told about? So Rabbi Yerucham said an incredible explanation. Do you know what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not send us emails. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, talks to us the whole time. Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, he was the greatest honor of all time. He knew exactly, however, what his koyches were. And he looked at the environment in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had placed him, and he realized, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me. It doesn't need to be verbally. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I look at my koyches, I look at what I'm able to do, I look at my surroundings, I look at my environment, that is Hashem Oymer Eli. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu having sent me an email. So we ask the question, so how do I know what my task is? And the answer is, nobody can answer that question except yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you the whole time. It may well be that one's task changes, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us emails the whole time, because my koicha is changed, my environment changed, my retzayna is changed. But that is the Ata Oymer Eli, an incredible explanation of Yerucham. So when the Chovas HaVavos says, the person wants to know, literally this question, what's my task? How am I supposed to know? What's my Chiyav Hishtadlus? Says the Chovas HaVavos, by looking at my koichai, and looking at what it is that I enjoy, that is the Hashem Oymer Eli. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And this must be extended not only to what the Chovas HaVavos is talking about, being Yonei Gashmias, but also being Yonei Ruchnias. And I saw this a number of years ago, written by my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Avraham Gurovitch Shlita. And he said, this is exactly what Chazal mean when they say, with regard to Limud Torah, La'olam yilmad adam ma shelibo chofei. A person has to know, has to learn what his heart desires. Some people enjoy one area of Torah, some others enjoy a different area of Torah, some enjoy a different style of learning, perhaps more Bekir, perhaps more Be'ion, perhaps more Halacha. So what is it I'm supposed to be learning? Chazal say, Ma Shilibay Chofei. So I once saw, printed, in the name of Rav Avraham Gurovitch, he quoted this line of the Chovas HaVavos. And he says, this is the Ruchni version of what the Chovas HaVavos is referring to in Gashmias. In the same way as the Chovas HaVavos teaches me that if I have a particular Rotzein and particular Koyach to invest my efforts in Gashmias and Hishtadlus, that is Rotzen Hashem, the exact is true in Ruchnias as well. If I find that I particularly enjoy a certain Sefer, a certain Masechta, a certain Derech HaLimud, then one needs to know, it's not just that, oh, it would be advisable then to invest your efforts in that. Rather, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be learning. Yes, person has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. We're talking about where the emphasis should be. I should place an emphasis on that which I enjoy learning. Why? Just to indulge myself, as it were? No. Because that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of sending in my email. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me an email by saying, I'll tell you exactly what it is. We daven every day, the same chelkeinu b'seirah secha. What is our chelek in Torah? How am I supposed to know what my chelek in Torah is? Again, the same question that I asked as a young boy. How do I know what my task is? And the answer is, only the person himself can answer that question. My chelek in Torah is that part of Torah that I feel I have a koyach to learn, that I feel I have a desire to learn, to place my effort learning. That is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen from you. In the same way as he sends you physical koyches and physical retzonos, he sends us also spiritual koyches and spiritual retzonos. I have to do hishtadlus in pranasa. I have to do hishtadlus in limud Torah as well. And the guidelines are exactly the same for both. Says the Chovos HaLevavos the following conclusion. I want to read out the words, because this is known as the world-famous opinion of the Chovos HaLevavos, although others apparently disagree. If anybody has the Chovos HaLevavos in front of them, it's towards the end of Perek Gimel, and I read you the words. And he says, once you have come to the conclusion that I have this koyach, I have this cheshek, and this therefore is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to place my efforts in. And as I mentioned, this has to be understood in a very practical way. When people sometimes ask me, should I be a Rebbe in a cheder? I'm struggling in Parnassa. I've just been offered a job to be a Rebbe in a cheder. I've just been offered a job, somebody once asked me, to sweep up and clean shuls late at night. The question must be asked, do you have the koyches to do that? Are you able to stand on your feet and teach a class of 8-year-olds for 4 hours every morning? Number one. And if you do, would you enjoy it? If the answer to both of those questions are yes, then we can talk. But if you don't have the physical koyches to do so, or you do but you have no desire to do so, then it's unlikely that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be mishtadel in. Once I've reached the conclusion that I know what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do in Mishtadlus, now, says the Chovos HaLevavos, the following line. V'yechavin. You should have kavana, that with all his tirdos and his hard work, belave and beguf, what he's doing now is lamoid b'mitzvah haboirei. He is actually the Mekayim and Mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he goes to the office, or to the surgery, or to the school, or to the store, wherever it is, he's the Mekayim Mitzvah HaBoyre. Which Mitzvah? Shetziva HaAdam L'Asik. He has commanded a person to involve himself B'Sibayis HaOlam. And he brings the Pasuk. This Pasuk goes back to day one of creation, of man. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, he gave him his mandate. And this has by therefore extension become our mandate. What does it say in the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, La'avda u'lashomra. La'avda u'lashomra. So the Chovos HaLevavos, the way he understands this process, that right from day one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, this is the world that I am creating. It's a world in which I'm placing you in, La'avda u'lashomra. This is the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if this is the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Rabbeisai is a brand new look. Perhaps not new, but the correct look at the way that we involve ourselves in earning our parnassus. Rather than begrudgingly going to the office, hating every moment there, or in the store, or in the surgery, or in the school, or wherever it may be, once I've come to the conclusion that the hishtadlus that I'm involving myself in is exactly the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be involved in, then you should be mechaven, but I'm be mekayim a mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Olda or the Hishkomra. And he says, and you'll get power for that. You'll get reward. Yegia kapecha kiseichel. Yes, yegia kapecha. You have to toil with your hands. But ashrecha v'toyiv lach. He quotes the Mishnah, v'kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shomayim. If, when I go to the work, I go to involve myself in any type of ishtablet, I'm be mechaven to this mitzvah of la'ovda u'l'shomron, then you should know this is not just an act of survival. I've got to earn money because otherwise I won't have bread to put on the table. Rather, I'm being involved in the mitzvah. The mitzvah of la'ovda u'l'shomron. And he says, if you do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed spare you and save you and look after you to make sure that your work doesn't damage you in any way. You might well remember that much earlier on in our series we spoke about the alchemist. The alchemist is not Voiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. He is Voiteach in his own Koiches. Mechilas Avodah says his own job could be his undoing. It's a dangerous job. But if a person makes the cheshbon, what it is I'm supposed to be involved with, and mechaven l'shem shamayim, then indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after him. Now, this subject would not be complete if we did not mention the opinion of the Masilut Yesharim. And this is widely quoted and widely referred to as the world famous machlokes between the Chovos HaLevavos and the Masilut Yesharim. Because the Masilut Yesharim in Perek Chof Aleph seems to say differently. And the Masilut Yesharim famously writes that essentially a person would not have to do hishtadlus whatsoever. But unfortunately, other Marishan committed a sin. After which there came a klala. And the klala was, V'zeyach apercha toichal lechem. By the sweat of your brow shall you eat bread. So the Masilut Yesharim says, the reason why you have to work to earn your bread, in his words, is a knas. Mankind has been penalized as a result of the hate of Adam HaRishon. You should know, says the Masilut Yesharim, that your ishtadlus has no bearing whatsoever on output, on what Parnasa you will earn, and in his words, the yishtadil be'eze hishtadlus. You've got to be mishtadil because you've got to check the box. B'zeyat apecha teichal lechem. This, as I mentioned, is referred to as the machlokes, the famous machlokes. The Chovos HaLevavos clearly disagrees because he quoted the pasuk, which pasuk? La'ovda u'l'shomra, which was Adam Rishon's mandate long before the chate, long before he ever sinned, and long before there was a klala of the Zeh Tafecha Teicha Lechem, he was told La'ovda u'l'shomra. So we have an enormous machlokes over here. The Chovos HaLevavos teaches that the reason why you have to do Ishtadlus is because this is Rotzein HaBoire La'ovda u'l'shomra. Says Masilut Yesharim, no it isn't. It's a punishment and it's a knas. And it's not learnt from the Avdo Roshamra, it's learnt from the chait of Adam HaRishon, which took place afterwards, following which it said, B'zeh Tafech HaTech HaLechem. And therefore I believe that when the Masilut Yesharim tells us that you should be mishtadl, be'ezeh hishtadl, without giving us any guidelines as to what that hishtadl should be, that is indeed the Masilut Yesharim l'shitosa. Because according to his own opinion, quite frankly, it doesn't make a difference what hishtadlus you're involved with. It's a knas. And you've got to pay the knas, and that's all it is. So, obviously, who are we to be machriya this machlokes? It must be pointed out that there would seem to be sources in Chazal for both. There is a Gemara that tells us, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden sat and was served hand and foot. And the Gemara says that the Malachi HaShoreis roasted meat for him, and they served him wine, and it sounds like he did nothing at all to earn his money, as it were, and to bring food to the table. That would seem to indicate that in the Siddur Yeshayahu, but essentially that's the way the world was created until the Chet. It's important to point out, just in conclusion, how indeed does the Masilas Yeshayim therefore understand the pasuk of La'avda Ulashomra? The Chayyim of God has quoted La'avda Ulashomra as the source for saying that it's a mitzvah to do Ishtadlus, but yet the Masilas Yeshayim says, no, it came at a later stage after the Aveira, and it's only a knas. So we turn our attention to a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, who says that La'avda Ulashomra does not mean to work. The Avda means to do mitzvahs, and the Shomra to refrain from doing aveiros. Nothing to do with working the land. It's to do mitzvahs and aveiros, and that's maybe how the Masilas Yeshayim understood. But either way, like I mentioned, it's not for us to be machriya the machlekes. Reb Chaim Britzker told us that the Chulas Avodas is our Shulchan Aruch when it comes to bitachon and hishtadlus. So we are certainly going to go with Divrei Rabbeinu Achelos Avodas, and he taught us this fundamental rule. The person wants to know, am I putting in too much effort? Am I putting in too little effort? Am I putting my effort in the right area of Hishtadlus, or is it the wrong area? How am I supposed to know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never sent me an email. And the answer is yes, he has, and continues to do so every single moment of our life. We just have to listen to our messages. We have to read those emails. And the way we do so is indeed by being mitzvoinim what our kleich is. And like I said, this doesn't only refer to hishtadlus in parnassah. As the Rosh Hashiva taught us, it refers to our derech halimud, limud Torah, the same chalkeinu b'seir asecho. And this refers really to all areas of hishtadlus, in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. And this is something that needs to be reviewed from time to time. Because it might well be that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from me last year is not what he wants from me this year. I have different koiches. Maybe I'm getting older, I have less koiches. Maybe I'm getting more mature, I have more koiches. Maybe for whatever reason my cheshek simply as being diminished. I used to enjoy doing A, but I don't enjoy it anymore. Not because I've had a bad day in the office. It's been a while now, I've just simply lost my enthusiasm for this particular ishtadlus. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer Eli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me the whole time. So it's doing HaDerech HaLimud. I used to enjoy perhaps learning Halacha. Now I enjoy perhaps more learning Bi'irun. Well, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, therefore. That is your Chalkeinu B'Seir HaSechel. The Vilna Goyen said a phenomenal thing that only the Vilna Goyen could say, that when the unborn child is in the womb of his mother, and Chazal say that the Malach teaches him Torah, the Vilna Goyen says, do you know what he teaches him? His Chelek in Torah. The same chalkeinu b'seir asecho, that's what the Malach taught him. Of course, the person has to learn kol haTorah kula. But where is he going to place the emphasis? That's what the Malach taught him. He taught him his chelek in Torah. My chelek in Torah, my ishtadlus in parnasa, is dictated by my koichos and my ritzonos. And both of those questions have to be seriously examined and answered before I can confidently say that I'm doing the correct ishtadlus and I'm learning in the correct way. Of course, it goes without saying, and this is the final line, and the Chelos Avodos will be marik about this in the next perek. Having done all the ishtadlus, and being absolutely convinced that this is the correct ishtadlus for my parnasa, and being absolutely convinced that this is the correct chelek in Torah, this indeed is chalkeinu b'seir otecho, that ishtadlus. Bitachon tells me that nothing can be successful unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be successful. So is that a contradiction? To be b'teach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand, and to involve myself in ishtadlus on the other? Absolutely not. As the Chodos above teaches you, not only is it not a contradiction, it's mandatory. It's a mitzvah. And if I step into the office thinking to myself, I'm now being a kind of mitzvah of the Avdol Hashomer, I'll get proud for that mitzvah. Forever cognizant, however, that the result of my hishtadlus is 100% dependent on the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I was always told, you've got to do your best, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. That ishtadlus, and that bitachon. So we have come to the end of Perek Gimel, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, next week we'll begin Perek Daled.